Here to sing this Christmas is Patti LaBelle. Welcome.
December 14th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, bad gay porn acting, confusing accents edition, plus songs from a scorned lover, what we jerked off to in 2018, and satellite scat. All this plus your voicemails today on Distorted Mutiny.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yes, Tim Henson, back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a great one for you today. Something we haven't done in a while is recap a full-length gay porn.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
Oh, God, fuck me! Oh, fuck me! Oh, shit! Oh.
This show is so goddamn weird. You never know what you're gonna get. Sometimes it's me reminiscing about Sears commercials from the 1990s, and then other days, like this one.
Do it! Do it! Oh, God! Fuck it! Fuck it!
What I love about this particular segment is we don't feature the gay porn. I'm solely interested in the story. And let's be honest, the acting. The horrible, horrible acting. Today's selection is Palmer's Lust, a 2001 gay porn starring Jeff Palmer. The movie actually starts with fucking, which is always a good sign. Let's face it. People buy porn for the sex. Why spend, 20 minutes with a bunch of backstory? Get right into the sex and then pepper some story throughout it. So, after the sex, several days later, I think this is Palmer, Palmer receives a knock on the door.
Oh, the Australian. Did we make an appointment?
Oh, no. I really hate to see you.
Are you becoming obsessed with me?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to check my information here because I thought there's no way that this is Jeff Palmer. He's the star of the movie and he can barely form words. Then I remembered this is gay porn. All the rules go out the window. I'm guessing he has a big, beautiful dick. That's the mark of a great gay porn actor. Sir Laurence Olivier. Alright, so just so we are all on the same page here, the star of the film, Jeff Palmer, is a male prostitute. The Australian paid Jeff Palmer for sex, and that deep dickin' was divine. So the very next day, he knock-knock-knocked on Jeff Palmer's front door, so Jeff Palmer can pound-pound-pound on the Australian's back door. Again.
Are you becoming obsessed with me?
Maybe I am. I should have called first.
Long story short, Jeff Palmer is like, no, this one's a freebie. I don't want your money. So they have sex.
You are some special Australian.
Is he Russian? I'm trying to place this accent. And oh man, you guys, I looked up this Jeff Palmer. I've got some information on him. Woo, he's crazy.
Call me Dylan. Is it going to have to pay you?
He's all worried about the money.
Oh. Well, why haven't you answered any of my fucking messages? We all need you.
All right. Did you catch that? This guy is calling Jeff Palmer. Palmer's not answering because, you know, he's dick deep in this Australian's asshole. And he's like, my hole needs you.
My hole needs you. I want you to get over here and take care of it. Now, busy. You? Who are you fucking now? Some slime bag's filthy hole?
Says the man who just called up asking for his hole to be filled. Like, yeah, this is Jeff Palmer's job.
I told you I want your malevolent cock over here now. It takes 20 minutes to get from your apartment to my condo. I'll see you in 15.
I say I was busy.
So much suspense and drama.
You know what? I fucking had it with you, so go fuck yourself, because you're never gonna have my fucking dick up your ass again.
Come to find out, this guy is from Argentina. I would have never guessed that. All right, so the high power businessman Bottom is angry because he's not getting Palmer's dick anymore. He ends up kidnapping the Australian who's at Palmer's house while Palmer's off fucking some other dude, you know, for cash money. This is the weird thing, though. Palmer comes home, his apartment is trashed. There's video of the businessman kidnapping the Australian. Not only do they kidnap him, but they also rape him. And they leave that video for Palmer to see. So Palmer knows that the high power businessman Power Bottom kidnapped the Australian. The rest of the movie is Palmer looking for his new Australian boyfriend. However, he's very lackadaisical about the whole thing. Like, this mushmouth idiot has been fucking this business guy for a long time. He knows where he lives. Why not pay him a visit? Instead, Palmer just sort of, like, hangs around the house, waits for phone calls. The high-power business Power Bottom and his associates all take turns fucking the Australian silly. They're fighting over who gets to fuck him next.
Just getting into it. Oh, Ross, he's lying. He's had him 3 times today already. I've only had him once.
Hey, so what? He made Dylan suck him off already and he shot a big load in his mouth. Shut up!
This movie was filmed in 2001. You would have thought at this point, because like 99% of porns are filmed in California where there are pools and water, they would have figured out that you're not going to get usable audio when there's like waves and currents and shit. Listen to this. This is crazy. This is the high power businessman Power Bottom talking to the Australian.
Your boyfriend might find you.
You can sort of make out what the businessman is saying, but the Australian is completely drowned out.
Well, I hide him just like you. But I found him really sexy.
What? He's still talking. Eventually, the Australian's asshole is all used up, and they're like, ah, let's just dump him in the desert. Palmer figures this out because he has sex with one of the high-power businessman Power Bottom's associates.
So where the fuck is Dylan?
Well, he's not here, okay?
Motherfucker! You told me you knew it!
Okay, okay. I'll tell you where he's at. Let's just say you fucked the truth out of me. Don't tell Steve, he'll kill me.
Steve's the high power businessman Power Bottom.
Go out to Lone Bend, the mining road, out in Palm Springs. Look for a rock with a blue pipe coming out of it. He's there.
And sure enough, Palmer goes out into the desert and here's his new boyfriend screaming. And they just start making out.
I thought I was gonna die here.
It's like he's been in the desert, you know, it's hot. He's, you know, he's probably dehydrated, his mouth's all gross. Don't kiss him. He's got desert mouth.
You know.
These are the things that I think about when I watch gay porn. Breath must be awful. Meanwhile, the high-power businessman Power Bottom is watching this whole thing with his binoculars.
That's crazy!
What? That's how I say it. Binoculars. Yeah, so this guy's been watching the whole thing. He's just like, yeah, my plan.
You know, I love playing games.
Yeah.
And so far, this is working perfectly.
This is all part of his plan.
Yeah.
But that's the end of the movie. It ends on a cliffhanger, and there's never a Palmer's Lust 2. Not a very happy ending. So I told you I had some information about Jeff Palmer. This is from Wikipedia. So he lived all over the world, became a male prostitute in Amsterdam, came to California, and became a big gay porn star, first appearing in the 1997 fuck flick, Manhandler. As his career started to peter out in the 2000s, he started appearing in, like, bareback porn. That's apparently the only work he could get. He's also a science denier. Not a good combo. Bareback porn, refusal to take medication. He doesn't think medicine does anything to fight HIV infection. Now, I don't know if he's HIV positive or not. He does promote the therapeutic use of cannabis, though. Pot cures all afterwards. All right, so he transitioned to bareback porn in 2002. In 2004, he admitted that he was a crystal meth addict. I mean, I don't want to slander this guy or libel or whatever, but he's got to have AIDS, right? Oh, at some point in the early 2000s, he also transitioned from being a top in these movies to just taking load after charged load up his butthole. I mean, let's put all the evidence together. Methinks he's not doing so well these days. His last film was in 2009. He apparently moved back to Argentina and then a year later came back to California, I guess. That's the last we heard of him. He died in a dumpster. That's just speculation. Wild speculation on my part. There is one last fact I forgot to mention, and that is, like a lot of gay porn guys, Jeff Palmer thinks of himself also as a musician. You heard his speaking voice.
Are you becoming obsessed with me?
I can't imagine what he sounds like when he's singing. Oh, wait, yes I can, because I have an example here. Ta-da! This is the only track I can find Jeff Palmer singing his original song, Faggot.
I want to suck some cock. I want a man to fuck my ass. I want a man to suck my cock.
That sounds like our Jeff Palmer. I wasn't 100% sure, but I mean, who's going around pretending to be Jeff Palmer, the porn star? A weird thing to impersonate there. All right, take a listen.
I want a man to fuck my ass. I want a man to suck my cock. I want a man to fuck. I am a faggot who sucks cock. Fucking a butthole all night long. I need a man to fuck my hole. I suck cock. I suck cock. I am a faggot who sucks cock.
Well, this is totally going to be my new ringtone. This has got to be Crystal Meth Jeff singing, right?
I want to suck some cock. I want to suck some cock.
I am a faggot.
A faggot.
I need a man to fuck.
So I'm piecing together what's going on here in like the comments and description and stuff. So Jeff Palmer had that cuckoo website, you know, where he denied AIDS being a thing or saying that weed could just cure it or whatever. He also would do like webcam shows and stuff in the late 2000s. And I guess occasionally he would post music. I don't know if it was to purchase or if it was free. The website's down now and people on YouTube are saying, yeah, this is obscure. The guy is the definition of outsider musician. He had a bizarre website in the 2000s that had his porn stuff, his HIV denialism stuff, and his weird music, but now it's all offline. I guess this is all that remains. There is one other Jeff Palmer-related song. This was fan-made, though, and it just features clips of Jeff Palmer doing what he does best.
Oh, this is so fucking good. Fuck yeah.
Jeff Palmer dildo.
Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, see you fucking yourself with yourself, huh? Jeff Palmer dildo.
Fuck yeah. Oh fuck. Fuck yeah.
I got the flex.
Uh-huh.
What farm a deal, though?
All right, you get the idea there. There's Jeff coming. All right, moving on now. Finally. I hate to do this to you freaks because we have been through so much together these past 15 minutes. But I've got some more really hard audio to listen to. The cringe is strong with this one. First up, a maid of honor speech. She raps in it. That should give you a good idea how this is going to go. And I don't know who greenlit this. Who would allow this at a wedding?
So, my sister told me I had to give a speech. And I was really, really nervous for a very long time. And then I realized this wedding's in a half hour, so I better figure it out. Yeah, it's happening.
It goes without saying, this is a very extremely all-white wedding. Coolio is definitely appropriate. Gangsta's paradise.
As we sit here tonight on your wedding day, you asked me to be your bridesmaid, so I said, okay. You really didn't have a choice anyway. You've been stuck with me for life, and I'm here to stay. For those who don't know me...
If your rap song includes I'm here to say, it's not good. It's bad. Don't rap. My name is Tim, and I'm here to say... That's like dawn of rap era rhymes.
I'm Nicole's little sister. The day I was born, she said, my take her away, I won't miss her. And soon after that, we were stuck like glue. I love you, sis, but the lemonade powder was you. Grown up with Nicole was an epic trip. She was a rebel, breaking the ice and through the cracks I would slip. We were both the cheerleader for each other's team. Except that time I slipped in the mud, you wouldn't sit with me. Mean. Let's raise our glass tonight to toast no.
I find weddings insufferable to begin with. If a screeching high-pitched maid of honor grabbed the mic and started rapping, this reception hall or wherever the wedding's being held, it would be a bloodbath. There would be no survivors. It would be a red wedding. This goes on for four excruciating minutes.
It's hard for me to let go. She's like my right hand by living in a house unannounced. Guys, don't even trip. I got my set of keys, still your clothes.
Old people at the wedding don't know Coolio. Your inside jokes fall flat because no one knows what the fuck you're talking about. The lemonade packets. And your voice is incredibly annoying. As if that song wasn't bad enough. I think I have something that tops it here. This man wrote a song for his girlfriend that was cheating on him. He found out, you know, she's been fucking around. So he did a cover of The Proclaimers,
when you wake up,
I would walk 500 miles. He changed the lyrics around, though, to really burn the bitch.
Yeah, I know you're gonna be in some hotel that smells like poo.
That's got a sting.
With that one guy, or was it guy number two? Can anybody ever be enough for you? If you love me, that's a funny thing to do, and to think that I just might have loved you too. Ain't she lovely? Yeah, for now alone will do, and my hand is going to be replacing you.
Well, he made a hand masturbation joke, so I think I like this song better than Gangsta's Paradise.
Am I petty for writing this whole song when I could have just said no and let it be? Ain't she pretty? Well, I guess that's kinda true, but know that I would rather fuck a homeless dude. When you tell me that you're horny and it's 2 in the morning, you expect me to show up. When I'm lonely and gone years without a love, I would still tell you to go and get fucked. I would still tell.
Walk 500 miles and I would walk.
I'm sorry, I kind of like this, actually. I mean, he's hurting, you know? He's got to get this out.
Walked 1,000 miles to call you a dumb whore. When I haver, I'm not quite sure what that means, but I won't be the man that's havering to you.
You get the idea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist. You're not fucked up news right now. You want to spice up your holiday season? There's a surefire way to get laid this Christmas. Something I'm sure Jesus would be really happy about. What a way to celebrate my birthday. You go. Yes, I'm talking about AdamandEve.com. Give your loved one something a little sexy this holiday season. And get it at an amazing price. Adam and Eve has over 20,000 adult products. From necessities like condoms and lube to things way more exotic. Like prostate toys for him. Yeah, experiment with butt play this Christmas. Or vibrators, dildos, anal toys, and balls to shove up lady twats. Fuck furniture, bondage, movies, and more. Adam and Eve has you covered. And for a limited time, get 50% off just about any item when you use coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. You'll also get free shipping and free gifts. No extra charges. No hidden fees. Just pick out something you like, add it to your cart, boom, 50% off that item and free shipping. Check it out, AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK. Three very quick stories now. First up, Jackson Rassicott, 17, looked around before flashing a subtle smile to the camera. It would be his last day working at the Walmart in Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. In the one-minute video, he's seen punching in a code to boot up the store's intercom system. You know what happens next. Many of you freak longtime listeners know that Walmart was my very first job. This was before modern cell phones, so I didn't even think to record myself quitting and making like a huge scene on the intercom system. I just couldn't clean up shit anymore. That was my job. I was the shit cleaner upper. Fucking Walmart lied to me. They're like, yeah, you're going to work in the electronics section, which I was ecstatic about because I was a big nerd. I know about TVs and music and video games. But the guy hiring me was like, here's the catch, though. It's summertime and all the college kids are working. As soon as they leave to go back to school, you can work in the electronics section. Until then, we'll just have you doing maintenance. A 16-year-old doing maintenance. I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? Oh, you'll stock shelves. It's like a stockman, except, you know, you have to go get the carts occasionally and change the garbage cans. That's all I did was empty garbage cans, collect carts, and clean out the shitters. And, like, after the third time a woman's asshole exploded all over the goddamn walls and floor, I had had enough. I didn't even give 2 weeks' notice. I was, like, that asshole. I didn't care, though. You know who did care? My father. I don't think my dad has ever quit a job in his life. He waits until he's no longer needed there or the company shuts down or something. Of course, he probably never had to clean feces from the ceiling. I don't know how a woman swung that. All right, here is the teen quitting Walmart.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them, and not only that, they...
Hey, amen! Exactly, that's exactly what happened to me. I'm 100% behind this kid.
...will preach to us about how they care about their employees, yeah. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help.
Yeah, give them hell!
Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit, bogus write-ups, and my job. Fuck management, fuck this job, and fuck Walmart.
Oh, I think the customers are cheering him. The video, which was posted last Thursday, has more than 1,500 shares and 1,200 likes on Facebook. Rassicott's voice boomed through the loudspeakers as he claimed the store's management didn't care about his employees. At least one person is heard cheering in the background after he slammed down the phone. Rassicott did not immediately return a request for comment on Wednesday. In an interview with the Star Edmonton, Razakot said he wanted to raise awareness about labor issues. See, when I quit, I didn't have any of that in mind. I think I wanted to go to the movies with my friends, and I was like, ah, shit, I have to work. Oh, hold on. I'll just quit. Sick of cleaning up crap on the floor anyway. He told the Canadian news outlet that since posting the video, he's been approached by numerous other Walmart employees who've expressed similar complaints. Yeah, I don't think there's such thing as a happy Walmart employee. No one wants to be working at Walmart. They do it because they have to. Probably the only fucking job in their town. Before he began his rant, he handed a more formal resignation letter to the assistant manager. The Edmonton Journal reports that Razakot had secured his new job before quitting and knew that's the way he wanted to go out. I wonder if his new employer liked and shared this particular video. Walmart told that Canadian newspaper, "We're aware of the video circulating online and are disappointed by this incident. Respect for all individuals, including our associates and customers, is a core value. We're looking into this matter and will address it internally as required." What are you going to do? He's already quit. I'm sure he's shaking in his little Canadian moose boots or whatever the fuck they wear over there. Second story we have for you today. Oh, Pornhub's in the news. It's that time of year. Every year while YouTube is posting their shitty YouTube Rewind videos, Pornhub is releasing their list of the most searched terms on their website. What were we all jacking it to this year? Lesbian porn, apparently. Lesbian porn has been crowned the most popular genre of 2018 on leading adult film sites Pornhub and YouPorn. And it's all largely thanks to female viewers. Boasting a collective 40 billion yearly visits between them, the two sites released their annual year-in-review reports, and they found that lesbian to be the most commonly searched term across the board. It makes sense, because what do lesbians look for? Lesbian porn. What do straight guys look for? Lesbian porn. The same is not true in reverse. Like, gay guys watch gay porn, but straight women don't watch two dudes fucking, as a rule. I mean, there's some weirdos out there that do, I'm sure. But for the most part, they don't. So yeah, of course, lesbian porn's going to be the most popular genre. All right, interestingly, the category was deemed to be the most popular search for women across the two sites for the second year in a row. Pussy power! Pornhub has said that across 2018, women who make up 30% of their audience were 151% more likely to watch lesbian videos than their male counterparts. That includes straight women? Oh, for the fuck's sake. I don't understand women at all. Director of Pornhub's Sexual Wellness Center. That's a thing. Lori Batito. Her name has tit in it. She speculated in the report that women's sustained interest in the genre is likely because they get to see the acts they enjoy on themselves. For men, lesbian was the sixth most popular on Pornhub and ranked only 10th on YouPorn. Searches for trans saw a significant jump in interest among men. I'm sure a large percentage of those searches were from me. I'm always on the lookout for good trans porn. It's only interesting to me, though, if the woman has a deep voice. And unfortunately for me, trans people are getting better at throwing their voices. I want bad trans, like very non-passable trans. If anyone runs across non-passable trans porn, send it along to me, show@distortedview.com. I'll also accept porn where... she sounds like a woman until she comes, and then she gets guttural. Like, yeah, baby. Yeah, you want me to come? You want me to come? Oh, yeah, dropping fucking loads. Comes that man, Nick Manning guy. My cunt is screaming. All right. The website determined a 167% general increase among male searchers and a 200% increase for those over 45. Gross. I'm close to 45, aren't I? I'm not even 40 yet. Come on. In contrast, Pornhub found that women were responsible for more than 30% of the site's gay male porn views. Well, see, I was wrong. I know nothing about anything. Women are watching 30% of gay porn? Straight guys, apparently you're very bad in bed. You're turning your women off to straight sex completely. They're wishing they were gay men. I mean, I guess it's no different than straight guys watching two women have sex, but it's different. It is. Gay sex is gross. Why would women want to see that? It's a lot of close-ups of buttholes and sticky lubricants and veiny dicks and stuff. Gross. A study published in Porn Studies, why am I not subscribed to that journal, by sexuality researcher Lucy Neville in 2016 found that women are becoming increasingly dissatisfied with heterosexual adult content because of the invisibility of female pleasure and the fact most heterosexual porn invited them to view the sex acts occurring from a male perspective. So they turn to gay porn where it's just two guys having sex. It's all 100% male. Ladies, why you be so dumb? Events in the news and popular culture also shaped the searches. This year, Stormy Daniels topped the list for the most searched adult performer. Of course, that followed the disclosure of her alleged affair with Donald Trump. 302,000 searches were placed for President Trump on Pornhub. Like, not searches on his behalf, but I mean people searching for the term Donald Trump or President Trump. There are a lot of sick people out there. I have the list here of the top search terms. Overall, of course, lesbian, followed by hentai, violent Japanese tentacle fucking porn. I mean, we're on the verge of collapse here as a society, right? Straight women are watching lesbian porn. Guys are watching cartoon porn. Fortnite, Overwatch, anime, all on the list. Trans, threesome, ebony, Korean, massage, Asian, stepmom, MILF. Those are no surprises, right? The term at the bottom of the most popular list, so this is like the 40th most popular search term, was something I never heard of before called J-O-I porn. Well, come to find out, it's something we've played before on the show. I just didn't recognize the acronym. It's a jerk-off instruction porn. So these women, you know, it's kind of like they're telling you what to do. Like you're in the scene with them. It's very sad. The guys are watching this, pretending they're having sex with this woman.
I want your balls slapping. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Now you're doing good.
Thank you. I do like in porn when they praise me.
Oh, you're going to make me come already.
Yeah? I'm going to make you come, you stupid slut? Huh? You like that dick and your twat, whore? Come on, take it. Take my meat! All the way! Balls deep, bitch!
Oh, that was good.
Feels good?
I didn't say stop.
Oh, keep fucking you!
Good boy.
I'm gonna cream in your snatch hatch!
Show me that you're worth being my fuck slave. Show me you're capable. You need to get better and better.
I thought I was doing pretty good. Oh, now I'm getting all self-conscious.
More and more practice.
Sorry.
Until you're the best.
It's getting soft.
Until you can make me come in 1 minute.
This normally doesn't happen to me. You got him scared. Wow, this J-O-I porn is just like real life. Ting. Final story we have for you today. Let's talk about big old bird poop. Enormous poo stains visible from space are helping scientists track the lives of a super colony of 1.5 million penguins. The birds have lived on the Danger Islands, a remote handful of... That sounds like a setting of a choose-your-own-adventure book. Journey to Danger Island! The birds have lived on the Danger... I don't know. Danger Islands, a remote handful of rocks lodged in treacherous, icy waters around Antarctica for nearly 3,000 years, a new study shows. But while the huge group of penguins has thrived on the island for so long, the impact of global warming has killed 375,000 of the birds in less than 40 years. Well, we don't know that it has to do with global warming. Still sounds like a kooky theory to me. The long-hidden supercolony was discovered last year by scientists studying satellite images of the Antarctic continent and its islands. Marks left behind the animal's shit, known as guano, revealed an enormous gang of birds living in one of the most remote and hostile environments the planet has to offer. Trips to the island later confirmed the colony numbered up to 1.5 million penguins, squeezed into an area that is so small it doesn't even appear on most maps. Finally, this is a news story where a shit is the protagonist of the story, the hero. Thank you, shit. Because the Danger Islands are always surrounded by thick sea ice, they are shielded from krill fishing and other human activities. In a new study, researchers examined 4 decades of Danger Island poo stains via satellite imagery. Snaps dating back to 1982 suggest the colony peaked in the late 1990s and has been in a steady decline ever since. Again, if you believe science. What does the Bible say about these penguins, I ask you? As many as 20% of the birds have been killed off over the past 4 decades. Now that researchers have found this hot spot of penguin activity, they say they want to be able to protect it. That involves trying to understand why the population may have changed. Maybe because they're wallowing in their own filth. I mean, you can see shit from space. That's a lot of shit. Doesn't seem very healthy. Scientists should just airdrop some of those mopping robots. You know, the same people that make the Roomba make those wet mop robots. They'll just clean up the whole island. Scrub up the shit. Make it a nice place for these penguins to live for a while. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hey, our sponsor, Adam and Eve, is back, which is great. Go support them. Great company. Get 50, half off an item. I mean, you can't beat that, right? So I did not mention the sideshow, and I really should, because yesterday we did a very fun exclusive program. Tuesday, another exclusive show. Sign up if you like the show, if you want to support it. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. And of course, every week we do exclusive shows. Great holiday deals right now. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Sign up. Helps out the show, and you get so much more Distorted View. All right, let's check in with a few freaks. First up, some patrons.
Hey, Tim. Calling up about that Quaker Oats story you read, you asked if it was someone trying to impersonate old-timey speak.
Yeah, it was written in a really weird way. I mean, I know some of it was just poorly written, but I didn't know if they were going for, like, old-timey talk.
Or if they were just a bad writer.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think anyone's going to be surprised when they say this, but I've actually read a lot of literature from...
This is Haley's comment, so of course he's read a lot of literature.
Literature from that time period, before and after, you know.
Like porn?
Anything from Chaucer's Canterbury Tales in the original Middle English up to, you know, modern day literature, and he was not trying to impersonate anything.
No.
That was just badly written.
Just a straight up idiot. Okay.
That's he was about not right. trying to sound like an old timey 16th century story. It was just really bad.
Oh, tell me about it. Like, there was so much more to that story. I think there were multiple chapters, and it got very confusing because it was so poorly written. So I just sort of did the best I could, gave you a short version of what I could understand, and that was it.
Jagoo, Tim. It's Rick from Baltimore. I'm referring to a show, probably at least a month in the past, in which you had marriage proposal video, and the guy had the woman on the slingshot. Sounds fun. But, I was thinking, you know what I would do? I would be like, look, Here's how my marriage proposal would go. Honey, if you don't want to marry me, see this piece of broken glass? I will circumcise you right here and put it up on YouTube, and you'll never have an orgasm again.
She's a lucky lady, whoever that woman is.
If you marry me, yeah, I'll beat the shit out of you when I get drunk.
What?
And I'll sometimes fuck you anally without any lube, but at least you'll have a clitoris. And if you're really nice to me and suck the shit off my cock, then I'll give
you... I feel like maybe you should never get married.
If you're really nice to me and suck the shit off my cock, then I'll give you an orgasm. See? That's how I would do it. And, I wish I could...
Ladies, he's single.
And, I wish I could see so that I could see the seagull shitting on people after the laxatives. Or, apparently, if you...
He just switched gears on me, didn't he? We were talking about marriage proposals, and then it went weirdly to seagulls shitting. Okay?
Allow seagulls, and you probably know this, to drink carbonated beverages. They can't belch or get the gas out, so they fucking explode.
Yeah, you can do that with Alka-Seltzer tablets, too.
Seagulls are...
So I hear.
Seagulls are horrible. Fucking... I hate them.
If there's one thing that Rick from Baltimore hates more than seagulls, it's women.
That they make money! The Puerto Rico for fucking king! I'm calling to tell you I love you!
Thank you.
Hey, people, I am here with 5 Pussy Young. Say hi, my Pussy Young. Hey! I have a complaint of you. You see, you were singing that song from Peaches the other day.
Yes.
And now Boy Pussy Jones is singing it all the time. You just can't stop singing it.
Sucking right, on my titties like you want.
Yeah.
Sucking
on my titties like you want me. Calling me all the time. Like Blondie. Stick up my crystal behind. I'm fine all the time. Whatever's in the teachers, the teachers. Play sex on the beaches.
Well.
Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
It's always good to hear from the Puerto Rican fat man and his, I guess, husband now, Boy Pussy Jones. Let's do one more call, and then we will call it a week.
Hey, Tim Boo, nigga. So, I just farted and almost shit myself. This is MLB Breakfast reporting in on my general adventures of being turned out and about in Portland.
All right.
And I've come to the pleasant southeast side of Portland, looking at the beautiful artwork mounds of the day. I've got this maxi pad that I'm about to put on the inside of my pants here.
What the hell am I listening to?
A nice, soft, Tempur-Pedic pillow down there. I'll call in another time. Hopefully you're having a great day, a great evening, recording the show, and talk with you later. Bye.
This person was putting on a maxi pad, right? But this is a guy. Can someone decipher what just happened? Thank you. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, okay.
Are you becoming obsessed with me?
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Remember, the Distorted View store is open, chock full of love and merchandise. Sign up for the sideshow. We've got a Patreon account if you want to pledge a few dollars that way. Many ways to help us out. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye everybody.
Eating cunt. How I love when you sit on my face, opening yourself in all your grace. You taste so sweet, you taste so fine. I am happy you give me your cunt to dine. Your juices run out, all sticky and wet. I love your taste, on that you can bet. You moan and you buck and you moan. I shove my tongue deeper, you respond with a groan. You are the best. No more need to hunt. I'll stay with you forever, just eating cunt.